בשוס עם אבקון, בשוס, בשוסכם. ואותי לחזק, came to be מחזק, the learning, we call the June's man. And those, Baruch Hashem, those of you who are here, for three storm, for two storm, for night seder, should feel a tremendous sense of HaKor HaTov to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because so many of our Talmidim and Chaverim, for some reason, have to be in different places. Some live out of town, so they have to be home with their parents a little bit. Some have to do internships for Parnos later on. Some have to take courses so that they'll be able to learn better during the course of the year. So there's so many different reasons why people are not here right now. So, Baruch Hashem, those of us who are here have to have a tremendous, tremendously profound Hakor HaTov that we're able to learn, again, for three star, able to learn for, if it's two star, Meim Kedaliva, and that's what has to, if the yeshiva downsides a little bit, so those of us who are here have to feel a much more profound sense of Hakor HaTov. They're able to. It's one more seder. It's one more week in yeshiva. At the same time, you should realize how it speaks of all of you. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down to Mitzrayim, so you all know at the end of Parsha Shmos that there was a moment when he was almost lost his life. Rashi says, "Neiman nenash misa." Why was Moshe? Why was there an onesh of misa? So Rashi quotes the Gemara because he didn't do a bris milah in his child. He wanted to do the bris milah. He wanted to postpone going down to Mitzrayim to do the bris milah. And the cheshbon was that because Baruch Hu told him to go, he couldn't do it. It was a sakana for the child. So he couldn't do the bris, and he couldn't delay because he had a tziva to go down. But they man nenash. So why was he punished? Why did he almost lose his life? So Rashi says, quotes the Gemara Lefi, Shenisaseg b'molein tchila. Because he unpacked first. Apella, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do the bris. He made a cheshbon not to do the bris. It was all in the best possible way. He couldn't do the bris. It was nenas. So now he gets to a place where he's supposed to stop traveling. He unpacks his bags first. He moves in first. He takes his family into the room first. Checks in first. So because of that, nenash misa. The pshat is the following. Each one in their own madrega. We're not speaking of Moshe Rabbeinu and his madrega. The person is nenas and sometimes can't do the mitzvah the way he wants to do it. So there are two different approaches that people have. Sometimes the person gets used to it. And sometimes the person, it's on the person's mind. Everybody, all of us want to be able to learn three, four siddurim a day. Sometimes we can't do it. We have to pursue parnasa. Kol Torah Sheni Memalacha. And it's over the sky. So, and it's all with the cheshbon. But there are two ways that one can go further. Person, Mirta Hashem, later on in life, so you'll have a parnasa, and you'll have morning seder before you go to work. You'll have night seder. You'll have your minds will be on learning at all times. So the two different ways in which people accommodate themselves when they can't do things the way that they would like to. One is they get used to doing things in the way that they can't do it. And it becomes, and they're very much at peace with it. It becomes a new comfort level. And others will make sure that whatever they do is mekadesh shem shemayim, and in their hearts, they're always oseg b'divrei Torah. And when there's always a move, a push inside, that And when there's a and when there's time at night to learn, when there's a Sunday morning to learn, when there's a when something, it's just there's moments at a time, it can be kovei itim over and over again. So that's what the Medrash is saying. If a person, again, we're not speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu, if a person couldn't do a bris, because al pidin he couldn't do a bris, it was a sakana, because he was told by the Rebbe Shem to head down to Mitzrayim. So how much is it on their mind that they couldn't do the bris? How much is it aggravating them? Even though it's all al taras hakodesh, al pidin, it was the right thing to do, but he couldn't do a bris for his time. When do you find out? When you're able to take a rest, do you first unpack your bags and move in, or do the bris first? In those 2 minutes, right? A person has, he's working very, very hard, but he has a Sunday morning where he's able to be home. So when that Sunday morning becomes learning, so then that shows what was going on in his heart all the time. That's melame. That means that all of the times when he wasn't able to be in front of a sefer, it was genuine. It was real. He wanted to be there. Person learns three storm in June. We have the schus. That everybody has that schus. But those of us have the schus to learn in June, so we understood well what happened at that moment. And by maximizing the learning, when we don't have the requirements of the college schedule, so that is melamed zchus, and that gives zchuyus to every single moment that we weren't able to learn as much as we would have wanted to grow in ruchnius as much as we would have wanted to grow. That's the chizuk that everyone should feel when it comes to the June Zman. We say in the bracha of the Birchas HaTorah, in the Birchas Krishma, in Ava Rabba every morning, we say, Ava Rabba, Avton V'Shem Lekeinu. Chemlo G'doylo Chamalto Aleinu. We say the Rebbeinu Shalom every morning, you showed us tremendous love, Ava Rabba, by giving us, by letting us learn, by allowing us to learn, by sharing Chochmas HaLakus with us, by sharing the Razi HaTorah. Unbelievable Ava, because Baruch Hu shows for every Jew in Klal Yisrael. What's the chemla gedolah v'yaseir chamalta? He had tremendous, tremendous rachmanas on us. What does a person say, chemla gedolah chamalta olei? Rachmanas l'slan, a person has a job, and he's out of work. He doesn't always find out where he's coming from. And Baruch Hashem, he gets a job, he says, chemla gedolah v'yaseir chamalta olei. Person, rachmanas l'slan, a person has an illness in the family. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu sends the Yeshua refuah. He says, Chemlo Gedoyla Viseiro Chamalto Leinu, a tremendous Rachmanis Yananas. What do we say? Every morning, because Baruch Hu allows us to learn and gives us Torah. What are we saying? Chemlo Gedoyla Viseiro Chamalto. What do we mean? When we say tremendous, tremendous Rachmanis. Ma Pirush Advarim. What's the Kavanis Advarim? So let's think along the following lines. You know that when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, HaKohen, set up the Mishkan, being a Parsha Shemini, we Makatzer. So we know that for the first 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu established the Mishkan and brought Kurbanos, but the Eish Milmala didn't come. Day in and day out. First day, I'm sure there's a huge, huge crowd gathered, and they set up the Mishkan. Brought the Karbanos, Eish Malah didn't come. Nope. Take it apart. Next day. Again, set up the entire Mishkan, brought all the Karbanos, didn't come. Right? If this had happened in 2013, then by the third day, there wouldn't be such a big crowd. Right? Fourth day, nobody was coming. Finally comes the seventh day, and Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, Aaron, it's not happening because of me. Aaron, you do, take care of it. Aaron says, according to Rashi, no, that's not a good idea. Aaron says, if you couldn't bring the Shekhinah, I certainly couldn't bring the Shekhinah. All right? And Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, Lachach, Halachach that neitzarta. The lashon he says, but this is why you're here. Lachach nevcharta. So, it's an amazing vort from the Megala Mukos. He says, you know, it's lachach nevcharta. And he says, you know why you're here now? You're here because when the Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, I said, Shalach na b'yodcha tishlach. I said, I'm not the right person for the job. If I would have said, this is my achrayas, I'm doing it, I'd be where you are. Lachach nevcharta, because of, don't make the mistake I made. That's the Megala Mukos. It's a beautiful vort. But at the end of the day, Aaron follows his brother, and Moshe says he doesn't. Aaron brings the korbanos, she doesn't come until they go into the Mishkan and the Misfalo, right? And at that point, Aaron says to Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you doing this to me? I told you, so Rashi says, I told you, don't put me in this position. Why would you mevayish me? Why does the whole community have to know that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't forgive me for Chet Egel? The Rabbim, I asked you this morning, leave me out. They go into Mishkan, they daven. They daven, the Eish comes down. My Kasha, what was the Kadosh Baruch Hu waiting for? What did Kadosh Baruch Hu want? Why was he putting Moshe and Aaron through this? What was the tefillah necessary for? Anias Daiti. Kadosh Baruch Hu just wanted Klal Yisrael to know, we're not entitled to Mishkan. We're not entitled to Shechina coming down. Chemla gedoyla viseira chamalt aleinu. You have to understand, we have a zchus to be Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash, to be able to learn. It's a tremendous, tremendous, it speaks tremendously of us that we are the group that's in yeshiva. Tremendously. It speaks of us, lefisha nisasaknu v'molein chila. We took care of Torah first. At the same time, you have to realize what a tremendous chos. Chemlo gedoyle v'yseira, Kadosh Baruch Hu, a tremendous rachmanos. He allows us to spend another few hours a day, another few days, another week, but mitzia, whatever, perek, whatever say. After June's man has been his manim, very important to Aura that I want to make a ben his manim, then we'll come back to the June's man. Talmidim once asked for Moshe Feinstein, what should they learn ben his manim? So Laniyaz Daiti, ben his manim, mamish ben his manim. Everyone has to have their own project, a reasonable project, not they're going to learn Shas Ben Azmanim, they're going to Chazer all above Metziah, a reasonable, a little bit more than one can do, so that one's always inspired and pushed to do, but not so high that one feels unaccomplished. Ramosha told the boys who asked him, Ben Azmanim, you go to the Mishnayos Shir of the Rabban Yeshua. Pirush HaDvarim. There is something that all of you can accomplish. When you're home for Shabbos, or you're home for Midas Manim, a tremendous thing you can accomplish. It'll have tremendous payers. And that is, and I'm not speaking, Isam and the Gevedah, because I'm also a shul rabbi, it's true. The Bergenfield is our potter, I make your potter. But wherever you are, if you're not in Bergenfield, go to the Rav Shir. With Minchon Mariv, you have a different plan. You ended up sleeping all of Shabbos, so now you only have an hour to do what you wanted to do? No. Make sure you don't sleep all of Shabbos. Make sure you get done what you have to get done. And make sure you have time to go to the Rav Shir. Friday night, your father, your brother wants to duck into a basement to daven. Go to the shul to daven. Don't duck into a basement. You chap a mincha, you chap a mariv when you're on the run. When you're makabel Shabbos, you don't chap minyanim. Shabbos after you're not chapping minyan. You come to the shul. Why is it so important? You can learn. It's true. But when you go to the Rav Shir, so the Rav Moshe was saying, listen to the Mishnah Shir of the Rav. A Bachar says, Mishnah? I'm doing Tzoyis and Nesivis. Mishnah? Right? After listening to that Pirkei Avos Shir. Right? Rav Moshe was saying, if a Talmud in Yeshiva who spends day and night learning, if it's not worth his while to listen to the Rav Shir, it's not with anybody's while. It's not with the Balabatim's while. It's not with your father's while. Right? But if you say, no, I'm going to the Rav Shir. I'm in town, I'm home. Right? I'm staying in between Minchah Ma'ariv to listen to the Rav Shir. Maybe your father will stay. Maybe your uncle will stay. Maybe your brother will stay. And then you'll be machshav learning. Then you'll really be machshav learning. And then more people will say, this is what's supposed to happen. It's supposed to be doing. You take, you can be accomplish a tremendous amount. If you are, because when you are home, you are the ones who are mekirei Torah, and even more than anybody else. You're the ones who are spending day and night learning. You're the ones who are spending Jew learning. So people are looking at you to be mekirei Torah. So how you are mekirei Torah, that sets the standard. And if you drop the bar, you're dropping the bar for the shul. But Moshe's mahalach, and I think it's you can accomplish a tremendous amount. And you can imagine to tell atzmacha, if every student of our Beis HaMedrash, whenever you're home for Shabbos, you go to your own Rav's shir, can imagine how it would happen in a year, of how the attitude of learning, the attitude of the Rav's shir would change. You'll see. It's an amazing, it could have a tremendous, tremendous impact with a little bit of seichel, a little bit of menschlichkeit. We'll finish up with coming back to our own Junzman. The end of this week's parsha. So Aaron HaKoyen, after Achrei Kechleis HaKol, after Korach VeIdosai are taken care of, after Dosan Veviram 250, after the Magefa, so Rebbe Nachum says, after we complain once again, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, one more nes. You know the story of the matos, take the matos, put them in the Mishkan, and Aaron's sprouts, as you know. What was the point? Had done this in the flois, they had a magefa, fire had come down. If the Kadosh Baruch Hu had not influenced Klal Yisrael with all of the events of the first part of Korach, what is a stick that's flowering in the Mishkan? What's it going to accomplish? Ma pesha advar. A lot has been said. The Kitzur, I'm going to share two ideas from Moshe Sternbach Shlita of Yerushalayim. He says, suggest the following. He says, there are two important Musari Haskel that we have to learn from the Mat of Aaron, that everybody has to learn. First is, Rav Hashem said, take the matah, v'kosav, and write Aaron's name on it. Take a stick. What changed the stick? What made a shame Aaron tichtov matah Levi? Said, apparently, writing Aaron's name on a stick made all the difference. Klal Yisrael saw that if a stick has Aaron's name on it, it's going to flourish. So Klal Yisrael learns that koyach, not only this stick, but of the Eitz Chaim Yilam Achzikim Bo. Klal Yisrael learns what it means to attach yourself to a Dovah Shebikdusha. If a stick that's attached to Aaron HaKoyen flourishes, Nu Abos HaVadam B'Tzelem L'Kim, we attach ourselves to a Beis HaMedrash. We spend June in the Beis HaMedrash. We spend three storm in Beis HaMedrash. Ein L'Tar in the Shire. What's going to happen to us? That's Musar Haskel number one. No, so why did it need that you had to see the buds and the blossoms and the fruits? To have a stick bud and blossom fruits a bigger nace than a stick which just has fruit. Why the entire process? So Moshe Shemek says once again, because simply attaching yourself to Aaron, it doesn't happen by magic. It happens with a tremendous amount of yigiyah. You have to put the effort in. You have to see the budding. You have to see the blossoming. You have to see the flower to see the fruit. Baruch Hashem, all of you have a tremendous, tremendous chus of being here in June. All of you are responding to a tremendous achrayas. What you do for our yeshiva, for our Beis HaMedrash. If you wouldn't be here, it's hard to say, how quiet, how deathly quiet the basement should be. Terrible thing. So you have tremendous hakoras atoiv to have the siyata d'shmaya to be able to learn for another few weeks. Yeshiva is a tremendous hakoras atoiv to you because what would a basement be without you? the koyach of being in the Beis HaMedrash for another Seder, for another day, another week, shame, arein, tichtav alav. Obviously, it's going to have a tremendous impact on all of us. Obviously, it's going to give us tremendous zechuyos, shalein esasaknu b'molin tchila. It means that all of our learning, and when we couldn't learn, was all the shame shemayim with all part of avodas Hashem. And at the same time, as difficult as it is in June, because it's hotter, because our minds are in other places sometimes, because a lot of our friends are not here, but the yegiya that we do in June is the yegiya of the what takes a stick and makes it into first buds and blossoms and gives fruit. The fact that we are attaching ourselves to the Beis HaMedrash will be a tremendous, tremendous chus, will have an impact on our learning, no question. At the same time, we have to remind ourselves, the more the yegiya, the harder it is, the more the yegiya, the greater the bracha. They tell about Rav Chaim Shmulevitz that he was on the boat coming from Shanghai, and they passed by a beautiful glacier. So also, a lot of the boys ran to see the glacier. So someone came to Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, who's always a tremendous masvid, and he was a very young masvid. So they said to him, they said, Chaim, you're never going to see an ice shape like this again. You're never going to meet a boat passing by. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz answered, he said, but I'm never going to have the chance to learn when I have the opportunity to not learn and see a glacier again. You're learning in June, and so many of our friends are in different places, all for good reasons, without any, not taking away from anybody. But the opportunity you have to learn when it's hot and when there are other things to take care of, so obviously that schus will be a tremendous, tremendous siyata deshmaya for all of our learning. Thank you very much.